Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's all right.
Happy Wednesday.
I've had gooder mornings.
Gooder mornings.
You heard me.
And it's fair. That's fair. My flu game performance is continuing. That don't know, my headphones are shot. I think we're making it, though. I think we're doing okay. We are doing okay. I can move around a little bit today. Yesterday, I couldn't really move around very
much. Yeah, no, for those that don't know, the slightest movement from him in his seat turns everything into flux in a place where headphones are kind of key. We do need these things. It's kind of important to have
multiple
headphones.
Times I thought yesterday things were broken. No, it was just my headphones.
Incredibly important to have headphones in. But no, yeah, you continue to be statuesque. Drew Bledsoe, if you may. I might even upset you and say you might be playing like Jared Goff right now, still getting it done despite the fact that you don't move very well.
That's 100% true. If the cameras were on and looking at us, I am just like, don't move, slight movement. Oh, no, everything's gone. It's darkness. Oh no, I can't hear anything.
But we're in the same room. So like,
right.
If push comes to shove, yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear callers or guests. But, you know, you keep staring at my face.
Yeah.
And I mean, being able to at least hear me.
That will be fine there.
Yeah.
It's just everything else is a slight concern.
Just everything else. So if he doesn't hear what you have to say, now you all understand why.
It's not you. It is actually me.
It's not even him. It's his headphones.
Although, did look at the Amazon order. New one should be coming in later today.
All right.
Zach Jones. Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on a Wednesday. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Had a Sabres game last night. Felt like it was going to be a pretty big vibes game at home. They've been picking up points.
Oh,
they probably should have won in Toronto.
I forgot when it comes to vibes, what has been going on lately around here. How shot have the vibes been about the Bills?
Yeah, not great.
It was Bills night.
Mm-hmm. Well, Max Harrison was mic'd up. He was funny.
Yes.
There was a few moments. I like that. When somebody that is not traditionally a hockey fan gets mic'd up to their first or whatever hockey game, it's genuinely funny.
It is. But again, I should have remembered that in that moment of like, oh, right, the Bills have harshed the vibes the last month.
Yeah.
And then the Sabres didn't get a shot on goal for like the first 10 minutes of that game, and they could count their stars that it was 1-0 at the end of the first. That said, it could have been worse. And then at the same time, it could have been a hell of a lot better.
It probably should have been better.
It should have been better, as a matter of fact, because of the fact that you did have the lead into the third period, and you did forfeit that lead for the second game in a row. That's the unfortunate part. Last year's team, though, finds ways to lose one, if not both, of those games in regulation. If you're better than last year's team and you don't have a 13-game losing streak tied to you, well, we're going to be having conversations about postseason chases at least later on in the season, at the least. I don't want to come away like too optimistic, but too pessimistic about it either. But through 10 games, you are now sitting at 4-4-2. As, I guess, quote unquote, 500 as it gets, pseudo 500, but still 500. So you are, looks like in the standings, mediocrity defined. And yet I look at those three games that they started the year and they did not even look competitive. Even the games that they have lost, when they've gotten points out of six of their last seven games now, even in the losses, they play excitable hockey.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I think is beneficial in the end of all of this, is that they're still at least playing excitable hockey in the losses, or games that ultimately become losses. What they can't keep doing, though, is they can't keep starting games slow. You get outshot 9-0 in the first half of the first period. And again, count your lucky stars that it's only 1-0. But they've done this often enough that it's been losses. There are five of these instances that the Sabres have gotten outshot, outpaced immediately at the start of a game. They've lost four of those. You can't get away with that. It does help that one of those losses is indeed one that you gained a point out of. The other one's the Ottawa game.
Mm-hmm.
That win, that's the Ottawa game, just yep. So that everyone knows. But they can't keep starting slow. It is coming back to haunt them. Whether that be through the season, your first three games, or how they've started some games. They have to be off to better starts, because then, once they're in a rhythm and flow, once they get their legs under them, they're a fun, tough team to skate against. And when I say tough, I mean tough when it comes to stopping them from creating chances. They're difficult to deal with, is I think the best way to say it. When they get going, they're difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, especially for much of this first 10 games, they were mainly getting depth scoring. The top guys weren't really doing a ton. Rasmus Dahlin still kind of isn't.
It's still kind of that.
I will say, though, and Sabermetrics tweeted this out last night following the game, the last about 10 years, the first 10 games, just looking at that, it doesn't feel that different. If you just look at that, they have had 4-5-1, 5-5, 7-3 in just these last few years. This year they're 4-4-2. And I will tell you, these last two games have been immensely frustrating because they have leads in the third period. It's not – this time last week, we were talking about just stack points, right?
Right.
That was essentially the message of don't go on these losing streaks where you're not getting anything for a week and a half, and you're falling further behind in an Atlantic that – is kind of begging for anyone to look pretty good outside of like Montreal and Detroit. The problem is with these last two games, other teams dragged it to overtime. Toronto drags it to overtime. Columbus drags it to overtime. Following the bad first period against Columbus last night, you're kind of all over them. They match the shot totals. They get after them. They go up 2-1 in the time it took me to take a shower, which is about 15 minutes in real time. They went from down 1-0 to up 2-1. And then you get some of the dirty goals, and you're up, and they allow these teams to kind of force overtime. Now, I will say with Columbus, by the end of the game, it looked like Buffalo was going to be the team that could score and win in regulation. I think probably the last 3 minutes.
The last 3 minutes, it did look like Buffalo did take control of that game, and yet at the same time, it seemed coached to go to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed by a lot of things there. This was also still a back-and-forth affair. Alex Lyon had to make a lot of really good saves.
He made some very good saves last
night. Incredible saves. Test the man's glove. He's not letting you beat it there. And there was one that I feel like he probably would have wanted back their power play goal that should never have been a power play, by the way, but we'll talk about that, I guess, never. The less I talk about that call, the better. But Lyons still was making incredible saves to keep them within striking distance in the first period, and then all throughout the game. It was nice glove saves, really nice patience, positioning saves, very good stuff from Lyon again. Unfortunately, it's a loss that we talk about here, not a win. I need my top guys to be top guys. I need my top paid players to be able to step up a little bit more than they have currently shown. Like, Tuck and Thompson are atop the Sabres in scoring again, but it doesn't feel like it, I guess is the right way to say that. I'm going to hate myself for doing this. I definitely need a little bit more from Owen Power. If he's getting paid $8 million a year, I need him to do more than the quiet things well. And then that overtime goal, everybody gets caught puck watching.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Some point, Kulik trails off of his man on the center in the middle of the ice. Tuck moves a little bit toward the puck. Power even gets caught watching. That's how Miles Wood gets behind him. If Kulik's there in the middle of the ice, that pass probably doesn't get made. But it did. And Ruff did properly call Kulik out for that. But everybody got caught with it in that moment. But Brian Koziel said it best. It never should have came down to that. Because for the second overtime in a row, you had people that fans would be at least more than comfortable with. Players in prime scoring chances. The Toronto game, you've got Jack Quinn, Tage Thompson on a 2-on-1, and there are zero shots taken.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is Owen Power, who recovers the loose puck from the no shot being taken, and there's still zero shots taken. You can't have that. Yes, I know, UPL, make the tough save, please. But no, it shouldn't have come down to that. And I'm going to say the same thing there. That goal, I'm not as worried about that goal and the blown defensive assignments on that, because Yuri Kulik is another player that fans would be at least okay with being all alone on a breakaway in overtime. He doesn't get it done. There's a shot taken at least, but he doesn't get it done. Tage and Dahlin have another opportunity in overtime. They don't get there. And there's no quality shot taken from that. At least with Kulik, there was a shot on goal.
Mm-hmm.
But I shouldn't be saying at least when there are prime scoring opportunities. I can't. That cannot be, if you want to be a playoff team, I can't say the words at least there was a shot. Because playoff teams do bury those. We are getting close to my watermark, Zach. 12 to 15 games to show me ultimately what you really are. And right now what they are is they're more entertaining. But they are more.
But they might be around the same team we've seen the last few years.
They might be the same team that they were last year, but definitely without a 13-game losing streak. Excuse me. That could get you a playoff spot. They are far more fascinating to watch on the ice. They are far more dangerous on the ice. They are more consistent in net. Did they ultimately, and we will talk about this in April, if that 3-game losing streak where you don't even look like a hockey team, does that do you in? Because that looks like what they are right now, fighting for a wild card spot. Does that first 3-game stretch ultimately put them in the ground before they were really getting started? We'll find out.
And what'd you think of Kesselring last night? In his debut, he's coming off an injury.
It took him a bit. I think it definitely took him a bit. I don't think he's comfortable with Byram. I don't think Byram's comfortable with him. I don't know who Byram can play with reliably outside of Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah. That's kind of been his whole thing.
And I'm kind of worried about that because you gave him 2 years. The way it ended up going for Power last night and the unfamiliarity that Kesselring had with Byram, I would bet probably rather safely that Power Kesselring becomes the pair because that was the vision when he was acquired. That's probably the vision that we get here. And it's probably what's going to end up happening. It is going to be a question of what do you do with Bowen Byram? Because he is, at times, when he's wonky, he is wonky.
Mm-hmm.
And even Kesselring, there was a couple of those, it was too hard of a pass, or the passes between the two of them, D to D, were not on target. It did take Kesselring a little bit to get going. It's like he was playing in his first game of the season. He was. And it looked like it. That's perfectly acceptable in a sense because he did get his legs under him eventually and settled in. The metrics looked really good with him, by the way, as well. I just thought it took a little bit. And that's fine. It took a little bit. He's playing in his first game of the season.
Right. 803-0550, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on last night's overtime loss for the Sabres. They're back in action at Boston tomorrow night, a team that was part of that early 3-game losing streak where they just did not look competitive at all.
That's a game that you should have had because Boston is not good.
Boston is not good. We've talked about their center depth and really just – I think most –
And then they unloaded Pavel Zacha.
But that's the thing. I think most hockey people have also talked about they're not – they are resetting.
Yes.
But also, it's an old boys club in Boston that may not actually be a thing. They may just always believe that they're one step away, one player away, what have you. We'll see how they end up going, and we'll see how the Sabres look tomorrow night. Let's, for argument's sake, overtime loss again tomorrow. That's now we're getting into alarming territory of guys. Come on.
Now you've lost.
Pick it back up. Let's go.
Now that turns into a different conversation of, okay, mm-hmm. You've lost 3 straight games, especially the context of it how. Do they end up fighting back and stealing a point in a game that they didn't deserve, for example, though? Well, how does matter here, too? You're doing that against Boston? I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I don't really think that they should lose this game tomorrow. They've been playing better, and if they play the way that they've been playing against Boston, they will do it. They will get it done. They will take care of things. Because the depth is working for them, I think that's where it's valuable. I think you need more from your top players mm-hmm. right now. You do. Because you know who looked like one of the most dangerous players out there last night? Even though he doesn't register a goal or even a point in this game last night? Jack Quinn. Quinn had a lot of good quality looks to him. And I am actually really comforted by the fact that he is trusting his legs again. It's natural that he wasn't because of the Achilles injury and the knee injury right before that. Back to back. It's hard to trust your legs again because they don't have the strength that you were used to.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to work back. Quinn trusts his legs. He trusts his skating again. He still is a little inconsistent in terms of point production, but he's creating opportunities, sometimes out of thin air. He just needs to be a little bit more consistent because he has a wild night against Detroit. He hasn't done much since on the score sheet.
No, but he flashes a lot when he's on the puck. He flashes.
When he flashes, he's noticeable this year, and it's more in a positive way, especially compared to the first three games of the year when nobody was looking all that good. I do think there is plenty of opportunity here for Quinn, and yet I think he's perfectly comfortable with the third line minutes, it sort of seems, that he's getting right now, averaging 15.05 on the ice. Keep shooting, by the way.
Yeah, keep going. Keep doing that.
Shoot more. Create opportunities. Keep shooting. The thing that I'm more impressed with him, though, is he's also winning more battles, not consistently, but he's winning more battles along the boards. That's something that you need from him. That's something that you need really from everybody. But you need a player that's been having a little bit of a rough go of it in the physicality standpoint to be able to fight back and come away with some of those wins. And Quinn does do that a little bit more now. They're kind of getting healthier again, obviously.
Kesselring
comes back.
Yep.
Greenway seems like he's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Lukanen, obviously, back into the lineup. So they are getting healthier. Now, you've strung points together. Get back to stringing wins together. There's your difference. And you have an opportunity against a very havable opponent in Boston.
I want to say, so it's Boston tomorrow.
Yep.
And then Washington at home on Saturday night game.
And
they've been good at home so far this year.
Also, not even just about at home, they don't seem to have problems with Washington.
No,
President's Trophy winning Washington.
No matter how good Washington is the last few years.
First in the East, Washington last year gets smoked by the Sabres a couple times at home. Absolutely dusted.
We'll see.
We'll see. Obviously, last year's not this year, and the Sabres are hopefully going to keep proving that. If we get last year again, I do not want to comprehend my thoughts and the words that I will end up saying into this microphone if that happens again. So please don't. Because remember, what did I say? I want at least different this year. Be different. Don't do the same thing as last year because that's not different.
803-0550, the number two call. We also had a really fun baseball game last night. And the Bills return to work today as they get ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. 11 o'clock, Sal Capaccio will join the show. We'll talk more on the Bills' return to practice today. We'll get our first injury reports and get a kind of an idea to see if any of the big week-to-week players from before the bye week will be returning. At 11:30, Paul Hamilton will join the show, get the latest on the Sabres. They are picking up points, but they've also lost two in a row in overtime games. They led in the third period. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.